From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that lockboxes are now required for short-term rental units in the city of Hudson, but open fires are not allowed. On August 3rd, the Hudson Common Council passed the new rules. The new fire law says, and I quote, "No person shall kindle, make, or keep a fire in any yard, building, or public or private space in the city unless in a smokeless container approved for such use by the manufacturer," end quote. The new rule also only allows dried, cut, and split firewood and requires all fires be supervised at all times. For the lockbox rule, short-term renters must use certain city-approved brands, and then keys to the lockboxes are kept in each City of Hudson Fire Department vehicle, locked in a Knox key-controlled unit. Mayor Jamal Johnson said, and I quote, "Both of these laws are built around community safety. The lockbox has allowed for the firefighters and emergency personnel to gain rapid entry into locked buildings. The open burn laws have been needed to be updated for some years now, and this is also about safety and the welfare of the people of Hudson. This will make sure that we won't have open fires that are dangerous to life and property," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Patrick Tyne reports in the Times Union that Maple Leaf service between New York City and Toronto on Amtrak is back in both directions after a derailment on August 4th stopped service over the weekend. Empire service, which runs from New York City to Niagara Falls, remains suspended west of Albany because of the ongoing track repairs. An Amtrak spokesperson said there were, and I quote, "speed restrictions," end quote, on the rail line, but did not elaborate. Amtrak spokesperson Beth Toll said, and I quote, "full service will be restored as soon as conditions improve and it is safe to do so," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Luke Parsnell reports for New York State of Politics that New York's slow rollout of legal cannabis stores has another roadblock, with the state Supreme Court judge issuing a temporary restraining order stopping them from giving out new licenses. The reason? A lawsuit filed last week claims New York has largely kept cannabis licenses from disabled veterans and, I quote, "and other minority groups the law prioritizes," end quote. A hearing on the issue will be in court on August 11th in Ulster County. Locally, the only cannabis stores open now are in Albany and Rensselaer counties. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.